Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, and Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information and recap once again on the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Over 100,000 attendees for the 66th event. And evidently, all reports are this was a record breaker potentially. I don't know if the numbers are saying that, but I've been seeing some press releases to that effect. But strong sales for sure from like Brunswick, cruiser yachts. A lot of the exhibitors were pretty happy. The weather cooperated beyond belief. It was just spectacular the entire weekend. And of course, our crew was there in the form of Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner. I had to maintain headquarters, so I wasn't able to attend. But I talked to several people that were at the event, and they all said the same thing. They were like, tons of people, weather was great, people were doing business, people were buying boats. And so we got a few more reports, kind of like overflow from last week, to cover some things that we saw at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Barry, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Fox Sports was there, and I saw... I don't know which which woman it was. They had these three women that were going to be doing a boat, a best of show segment. It will be airing December 7th at 11 a.m. on FS1. So if you want to see what they were talking about and what they recorded there, it should be a fun show. But
all right,
they were out there. They were actually, I took the water taxi back from the Bahia Mar section back to the convention center, and they got on the boat with all their cameras and equipment. And
so you're gonna be on TV?
Oh no, I'm not gonna be on TV. I didn't get anywhere near them, you know, even though they saw the media pass and they
like,
saw,
hey,
oh,
I'm Barry the Boater. I got a face for radio. Look at me.
Right.
he's sandbagging. He got hired. He's gonna host the show on
I was
Fox.
Gonna say he's sure gonna drop us like a crappy anchor and say,
hey, no, I'm not. I have
go
way
work
too
with
much
the ladies.
Here. Yeah. No, but it was interesting to see them out there, you know, and just it was beautiful. It really wasn't a good boat show.
Yeah. Well,
That big hotel is not opened yet.
What big hotel? The one by the convention center?
Yeah, the huge one. It wasn't open yet. It looks like it's almost finished. Can you imagine?
Close. Yeah.
Next year you'll be able to actually stay at that hotel, and you know, you get a whole week's pass at the walk into the show whenever you want, go back to your room, wherever you want. It's going to be like staying at Disney.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That's an idea. I've always wondered if there's any stowaways there at the boat show, like some of the folks that, you know, work at them different manufacturers. Do they work it out with some of the sales staff? Like, okay, hey, Joe, you know, we're going to leave you here at the dock. And you just crash out in the master bedroom of that 45-footer, and we'll see you in the morning. I don't know if they do that or not.
I guess if they kept it clean. I mean, the big yachts, you know, the 100-footers that have an actual crew.
Yeah.
I'm sure the crew stay on the crew quarters of that yacht.
Of course. Yeah. But, you know, some of the ones, the bigger ones that are, you know, not big to the point that they have to have a crew on them all the time, but they're showing them off, even, you know, like a 30, 45 footer.
Some of the private sellers probably do that. Yeah. They probably have someone staying on the boat.
Right. I mean, how do you get that gig? That would be a fun way to do the boat show, wouldn't it? Just be
absolutely.
Stowaway. And you're responsible for keeping the boat look nice for each day. That was all you had to clean every night, you know. But then you get to hang out on the boat. That'd be a pretty good gig.
Absolutely. Probably have anything great parties there at night once everything shuts down. You know, everyone has left.
Right. Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if someone knows, let us know how to get that gig. I think Barry would, he'd like to be a stowaway.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But and I also wonder if they ever had to, you know, take security and like, hey, where did this guy come from? He doesn't belong here.
Oh, well, I'm sure they have pretty good security roaming around there.
They probably do.
Especially with these boats. Yeah. And Mike, I mean, he sent some pictures over. There was one here where he was in the engine room of one of these yachts. And
so he was trying to hide to see if he could do an overnight thing.
At how clean and pretty it looked in there.
Could have eaten off the floor of the engine room. Is that the case?
Well, I mean, it's pretty close. So this actually, the boat he's talking about was a Nordhavn trawler.
Yeah. Oh, those are nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. It was a 61, I believe. So pretty large vessel. Engine room was just absolutely fantastic. It has two Cummins diesel engines that just look wonderful. I'm a Cummins fan. That's what I have on my boat. These are bigger. These were like 550 horsepower Cummins, but just a beautiful vessel. There were so many really great vessels to see. Some of the pre-owned vessels were amazing, but looking at the new technology and some of the changes in just the past 2 years, it's just really amazing to see like what they're doing with.
Like in what sense? On a Nordhavn, would be different on those engines exactly?
No. So Nordhavn, just the technology innovations on the Nordhavns are really focused on the electronics and things like that. Those boats have been built in pretty much the same manner. I was kind of referencing some of the other boats that I saw that, you know, even take utility a step further, like Valhalla, which I believe is a subsidiary of
Viking.
Viking,
yeah,
had an amazing boat that has the gunwales fold down, and when you're at anchor, you have an incredible activity deck area,
right?
That just folds down, and it's like an acre of land. It was just amazing to see. So they're, you know, the boat manufacturers are really pushing the activity side of boating and making boats just really turn into, you know, sports activity vehicles.
Yeah. You know, those are impressive. I mean, I saw a lot of the pictures. You were broadcasting there from the dock by next, one of them, wasn't it? I don't think it was the Valhalla that you were by next last week when we spoke with you, but we had another one that had one of those fold down decks. That seems to be a trend.
I believe that one was an HCB, Hydrosports. Other technologies that we talked about the Green Line that was, diesel electric hybrid. There's a boat we missed that was really, really awesome. The Navier. It's a 30-foot boat with hydrofoils. Mm. Now, and it's built overseas, built in Europe, and the version they have been building has been all electric with a 75-mile range, but they're coming out with a hybrid version, same boat with a diesel generator to replenish the battery packs, and you get a 700-mile range.
Wow.
Same boat.
Well, so diesel power plus what, solar on top?
It's not solar.
Not at all?
No, it's just diesel hybrid. So the diesel generator is not providing propulsion at all. It's replenishing the battery packs.
Yeah.
And so when you're at a small, at lower displacement speeds, your range greatly increases. Mm. Because you can't go 20 to 30 knots everywhere you go, especially if you're in the intercoastal waterway.
Well, you've got to have some torque to get it up on those hydrofoils, though, don't you? Doesn't have to get up on
no more torque than you need for an outboard to get a hull up on plane. And if you think about it, as soon as those foils lift the hull out of the water, all that resistance goes away.
Right.
So you're going to be moving at between 20 and 30 knots using much less horsepower, but it's electric.
Okay. Well, this you're talking about. You talk about the Navier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one is a hybrid diesel electric engine.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what he said.
700-mile range.
That's what he said too.
Oh, okay.
Way to pay attention, Barry.
I thought he said 70. I said what? Nah.
He started with that. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.